I've entitled this brief message this evening, Stewards, Good, Faithful, and Blameless. And I want to just remind us all about this idea of stewardship and what the Bible would teach about it. I have had the joy now for, a number of months now, even more than that, perhaps, Nancy and I, Sunday morning, doing our New Believers class. And it has just been a wonderful thing to be with those that have recently put faith in Christ, or maybe some for other reasons who would just want some basic teaching, maybe got saved in the past, but haven't really grown as much as they would like. And even this past lesson, we've been talking about this item of what it means to be a steward. And as most of us know, but just so we can review altogether, a steward, I'll read a definition, is a person who manages another's property or financial affairs, one who administers anything as the agent of another person. A steward is a manager. So if we think about the fact that everything we have is a gift from God, we really don't own anything per se. We're all simply stewards. And we know that everything truly belongs to God. Psalm 24:1 puts it this way. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Everything in this world belongs to the Lord. And even the items, the vehicles you might have in your driveway or in your garage, the house you may live in, the funds you have in a bank account, which you get from going to work each day or what have you. Even those things actually belong to the Lord, and He entrusts us to them for just a short period of time, this time that we're here in this world. And what does He call us to do? He calls us to be good stewards of everything that we have. If you look up the word stewardship, you'll find it occurs roughly about a half dozen times in the New Testament. I've selected just three of those passages. We're going to have a topical message tonight. I typically don't preach topically, but for tonight, I thought it would be an appropriate thing. And so just three very simple points, each having just one verse of Scripture. And you're welcome to turn to that text of Scripture, or if you want to just follow along and listen, that would be fine too. Our first point tonight, number one, we are to be good stewards of God's gifts. And the point of Scripture that I'd like to draw our attention to, first of all, this evening is 1 Peter 4:10. Peter writes, as each one, that would be every Christian, has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. God is a God who graciously gifts His people. If you're a Christian, God has gifted you. And I'm fully aware of the fact, and we've talked about this previously, some of you might say, I don't feel very gifted. Well, you know, I realize sometimes we sense that, but the fact of the matter is, you're good at something. God has gifted you with the ability to serve Him. You have a gift or gifts. And it's very clear from that text, 1 Peter 4:10, is each one, that's every Christian, has received a gift. These are not things you earn. You don't work hard to get them. God gives them to you. You don't deserve them. They're gracious gifts. God graciously gifts each believer, and He expects us to be good stewards of those gifts. Now, if I could use just a management example, if one of you perhaps owned a restaurant or some kind of business, and yet you really didn't want to take care of it yourself, what would you do? My understanding would be you'd hire a manager. And you would say to that manager, here's the keys to open up and close. Here's the checkbook or the codes to do all of your banking online. Hire people that you need. Let people go that shouldn't be here. Make sure you keep inventory. Buy what you need. Keep the prices right. You take care of everything. But you know what? I'm going to come back once a month or whatever, maybe once a quarter, and I want to see some financial statements. Because you need to show me that you're being a good steward of what I've entrusted you with. That's what God has done. God has made you gifted in some way, and He's wanting you to be a steward of what He has given to you. You say, well, how do I be a good steward of my gift? Well, I'll read the text again. It says, as each one has received a special gift employed, here's the key, in serving one another. God has gifted you to serve other people in the body of Christ. And certainly part of that is serving other people here at Trinity Bible Church. Some of you are gifted musically. And again, some of you ladies can come together and sing and do very well. And some of you can sit down at the instruments and read music and just play in ways that are wonderful. You're gifted. And it's not that you're not allowed to use those gifts for other things. It might be that some of you even earn income with your gifts. But can I remind us all that stewardship is using your gifts to serve other Christians? So every person in this room, by God's grace, should be actively involved in what we're going to call every member ministry. Again, coming from a Catholic background, I'm more used to thinking that there's the guy and he's the minister, he's the priest, and he ministers. And that's kind of Roman Catholic thinking. That's not New Testament thinking, guys. As you know, in the Bible, in the body of Christ, we are taught that every person's involved in ministry. Every single person saying, this is my gift or gifts, and I'm going to use my gift or gifts to serve other people. Whether it's serving tables at a banquet, again, whether it's part of being part of the music ministry here, whether it's serving in the nursery, working in children's church, working in upcoming vacation Bible school. All of these are opportunities for you to use your gifts. God has called us all to be good stewards of the gifts that we have. So my question for all of us tonight is, how are you using your gifts? What are you doing as part of the ministry of Trinity? Every one of us is gifted, has been gifted, must use our gifts for God's glory. And we do that by serving one another. That's our first point this evening. But stewardship involves more than using our gifts to serve one another tonight. Number two, the scriptures require us to be faithful stewards of God's gospel. And some of you, I think if I were to ask you, like, fill in the blank and guess what text I was going to, you might already be able to be turning to 1 Corinthians 4, 1 and 2, where the Apostle Paul writes, let a man regard us in this manner as servants of Christ. And here it comes. Notice what's next. Stewards of the mysteries of God. What is mysteries of God? That's just another word for the gospel. Remember, a mystery in the Bible is not something spooky. A mystery is something that was hidden in the past but is now revealed. So God gives his gospel to people. Regard us, Paul says, in this manner as servants of Christ and stewards of the gospel. It's not our gospel. It's God's gospel. Paul goes on to say, in this case, moreover, it's required of stewards that one be found trustworthy. We are to be faithful stewards of God's gospel. God has entrusted us with his gospel. So here is God. He has a gospel. It's good news. We've been studying the good news according to Mark in our morning services. And God entrusts us with his gospel. And he expects us to minister that gospel to other people. So how do we become good stewards? We serve Christ by being trustworthy stewards of his gospel. We are to share the gospel with all people. Unsaved people need to hear the gospel so they could come to know Jesus Christ and be forgiven. Saved people need to hear the gospel so that we can be constantly growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I praise God for the many of you that are active in our Wednesday night children's ministry, Truth Trackers. What are you doing? You're sharing the gospel with children who haven't heard it yet. You're sharing the gospel with those who already know the gospel so they can grow in faith. And whether you're doing that again in one ministry or the other, or singing the gospel in song, we all corporately as a church, individually, as we go to restaurants for lunch and meet people in stores and have friendships with our neighbors, all of us should be being trustworthy stewards of God's gospel. So what we're saying tonight is every Trinity Bible Church ministry must faithfully minister God's gospel. We just had a report tonight, and our report's from a couple involved in mission work. What are they doing? They're going to different churches as the need would arise, and they're ministering the gospel. We are not involved in many other types of outreach. You know, are we funding people to go out? And I've used this illustration before, and dig wells where there's no water. No. Are we funding? And I'm not against this at all. But are we funding as a church family, Habitat for Humanity? No. And I'm not suggesting it would be a wrong thing for you to be involved in that. But as a church, God hasn't called us to minister in these other ways. He's called us to faithfully minister His gospel. Now, caution. One way to minister the gospel is to go to Africa, dig a well, share water, and then share Christ. And that's a fine thing, but the water is always a means to an end. And certainly it's not a bad thing to go and help where there's been a storm or what have you, a natural disaster. And then you go in and help people with physical needs, but it's always for the purpose of sharing the gospel. Because as a Christian ministry, we are to be faithful stewards of God's gospel. That's the goal, is faithful gospel ministry. So God wanting us to be involved in every member ministry, every single person that's part of Trinity Bible Church, using his or her gifts, using your gifts to serve other people here. Secondly, faithful stewards of God's gospel, every single believer actively sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. However you would choose to do that, many different ways. And then finally, number three, we are to be blameless stewards of God's church. Now, this might be one where the verse doesn't jump out at you quite as quickly, but I'll be reading from Titus chapter 1, where we have here a list of qualifications for that man. He's called an elder. That's the person who is in a specific office. The office is the office of an overseer or a bishop, same word. And his job description is pastoring. In the New Testament, we have three different words and just three different ways of looking at the same person. In his character, he's an elder. In his job description, he's pastoring. His office is overseer or bishop. Notice what Titus 1:7 says, please. The overseer, you could call it pastor if you like, must be above reproach. We could call that blameless, as God's steward. So the pastor, the elder, the overseer, he is a steward. A steward of what? A steward of the church. You say, what's the church? Well, it's not the building, it's the people. So God calls men to be stewards of the people who come together and worship as the body of Christ. So if we are to be blameless stewards of God's church, that would mean, first of all, what? Church leaders are stewards of God's people. God blesses a local church with people, and the leaders of that church are to be good stewards of those people. That means that we would what? And here's where we'll transition. That we must actively care for and protect all who assemble with us. And that includes children. Children's ministry is very important. And we reach out to children, having, again, truth trackers every Wednesday night during the school year. Every year we spend a lot of time and invest money in Vacation Bible School. And many of you pray faithfully and give generously and then come out and give literally a week of your time so children will hear the gospel. And we want to keep doing that, but we need to make sure if we're going to be good stewards, we need to assemble in a way that shows we care for our children and that we protect them. Because we all have heard way too many stories of children that go to churches and they go there to hear the gospel and learn about Jesus, only to find out that sometimes, unfortunately, very bad things happen to those children. And I can think of very few things that are more horrible. Whenever a child is hurt, it's a horrible thing. But there's just something, I don't even know how to explain this, but maybe it's in your heart as well. It just seems even worse when it's in Christian ministry. And please, I hope I'm not being unclear. It's always bad when a child is taken advantage of and hurt. But when it's within Christian ministry and the children weren't cared for and protected as they should have been, I'm making the point that maybe that assembly wasn't trying hard enough to be good stewards of those children. And so our third point this evening would be this, guys. As a church family, we must do our best to prevent any type of abuse and to respond immediately to allegations of abuse. Let me quickly say, I am not aware of this being a problem in our assembly. So if you're thinking, why would we do this evening? It's because we love Jesus Christ, we love the gospel, and we love children. And we want our children to be able to come and hear of Christ and hear the gospel. And we want to welcome them with open arms, but we want to also make sure they're hearing this in a safe way. And we want to do our very best to be good stewards by doing what we can. And I realize we always can't be successful, but by God's grace, we can try really, really hard to structure ministry in a way that, at least from a human standpoint, makes it very unlikely that bad things happen to children when they would come to hear about Jesus Christ and his gospel. And if perchance we become aware of an allegation of some type of physical or sexual abuse, that we would know how to respond. This is part of being blameless stewards of God's church. And that's why this evening, as we would close in just a bit, we'll be having a meeting. And this meeting will be for all people that work in nursery here, all people that are involved in any type of children's ministry. That includes children's church, morning or evening. That includes working with any of our Sunday school classes, high school or below. That would include any of us that work with Vacation Bible School coming up, or the Wednesday Night Truth Trackers ministry, or Kinder Church, and I'm probably missing something. But anybody who's involved in any type of ministry, we would invite you to stay for the brief meeting, brief maybe 20 minutes. We'll talk a little bit more specifically about this and talk about how, by God's grace, we are seeking to make sure that we do everything we can to have a very safe place for children to come and hear of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting this all together, you say, what is our goal? Blameless children's ministry. Putting our three concluding points together tonight, what have we seen? Number one, we must be good stewards of God's gift by using them to serve others. I hope that right now you could, with no hesitation, immediately, not with pride, and this could sound like a proud thing, and I don't mean it this way at all, but if somebody said to you, hey, what's your ministry at Trinity? With no hesitation, you would say, I do this. I do this, I do this. I'm not bragging. I'm not saying I'm great at it, but that's my ministry. And if you're here tonight and you couldn't say that quickly, then I would just encourage you to think through what we've considered from 1 Peter tonight, that God has gifted you for the purpose of serving other Christians, and that certainly would include a local church. We must be good stewards of God's gift. Secondly, we must be faithful stewards of God's gospel by ministering it to others. Again, staying with that same illustration application, no pride. But if I said to you quickly, how are you attempting to share the gospel with people? You could say, you know what, I'm not exactly real good at that, Greg, but here's what I'm doing. This is what I'm trying. This is how I reach out. I mean, if you have ideas, great, I'm open to it. But there would be nobody who would say, well, you know, sharing the gospel, like there would be no hesitation. Because you realize, as Paul wrote the Corinthians, God has entrusted his gospel to us, and he wants us to faithfully, consistently, reliably share that gospel with others. That includes sharing it with children. Our third point, we must be blameless stewards as we use our gifts to minister the gospel to children, doing it in a way that shows, Lord, we take the opportunities you give us very seriously. We're thankful for them. And we'll do all we can humanly to make sure the children who come and hear of the gospel hear of it in a way that is safe and secure. To that end, we seek to glorify God as part of the body of Christ here at Trinity Bible Church. And we thank the Lord for all of you that are so actively involved in seeking to be good stewards in this way. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you would allow us the joy of being stewards, that you would gift us to serve one another, that you would bless us with your incredible gospel to minister to one another. Lord, that you would call us in a blameless fashion to share that gospel with people, even that are part of our ministry here. We thank you for children's ministry, the opportunity, Lord, to share the gospel with people that are also young and often more open than adults tend to be. And Lord, we pray by your grace that we would be blameless stewards, especially in this area of children's ministry. And we ask, Lord, that if it would please you, that for many years to come, we would continue to enjoy the privilege of sharing the gospel with children. We pray, Father, that you would keep Satan far from us, that you would keep far from us any type of scandal that would hurt, Lord, your testimony in this community. And even more importantly, that you would keep, Lord, far from us any evil that would hurt a child who would come to learn about Jesus and his gospel. And Lord, we know that we can't prevent evil things from happening, and ultimately we trust in you. And yet we pray that you would help us to be good stewards and do the best we can as we trust in you. And we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.